I said change, just out of curiosity, what other wholesalers do we have in the system besides Carlito? Jason, besides Carlito, I don't know, maybe a couple. It's been quite some time since we used anyone different. He's been our main supplier for years now. Why Ibrahim? I mean, why is that relevant right now? I said, I don't know, I've just been thinking, and you know, it might be a decent time to switch things up, a change of pace. Jason, really, I mean, you just apologize to the guy, and now we're gonna go and immediately switch suppliers. I said, no, I get that, but at the same time, the whole volume pricing bullshit, no, fuck that. I just think, you know, nothing against the guy personally, but like, we could do better. No, just search the records for me, send out a few soft emails to some people, will you? Jason, sure thing, Ibrahim, I can look. I think it's been at least half a decade since we used anyone else, at least for wholesale. Well, maybe you're right, never hurts to test the market, right? We don't do an inconsequential amount of volume. I think I said exactly, Jay, it looks like someone is attempting to talk. Should I allow it? I said, I'm surprised. This is a decent neighborhood. Who is it? Jay said, he's saying it's an American Vespucci. I said, that sounds familiar. You think it's a solicitation? Or Jay said, the SIP structure doesn't strike me as outside sales, but you never know. I said, fucking let him in. Maybe he has extra good fucking news for us. American Vespucci said, good afternoon, fine, sir. The exterior of your vessel seems to read Ibrahim Hot Pasha Deluxe. So with that in mind, I'm wondering if perhaps an Ibrahim Pasha is aboard. I said, yeah, I'm him, Ibrahim Pasha. You said you're a Miracle Vespucci. You said I'm a Miracle Vespucci, sir. Yes, I said that name. It sounds vaguely familiar to me. Jay said, I think. I said, so what's your business, Mr. Vespucci? And Miracle said, of course. I just wanted to inform you of a recent event that occurred on our adjacent moon of Antarctica. The moon Antarctica is the moon where I currently serve as executive governor of the judiciary branch. I said, what happened? This event? Miracle said, well, it's a bit of an odd occurrence. I came to your ship because my assistant research will review so-called independent disaster management entities in the greater Uranus region. And your business came up as quite well regarded in the region. I said, yeah, we're fairly well regarded as a cleanup crew, so to speak, and we also offer a variety of adjacent services as well. But just to be upfront here, our organization, it's chiefly just myself and my assistant here, Jay. American Vespucci said, and that's fine, that's actually ideal, as we'd like any involved third parties to be as limited in numbers as possible. I said, so then what happened? American Vespucci said, well, it's apparently what's referred to as a plane crash. Jay said, a plane crash. American Vespucci said, that's correct. I said, what's a plane? American Vespucci said, a plane is like, I believe the correct term was aeroplane. Like an archaic flying earth vehicle, one that while capable of achieving flight remains incapable of leaving the atmosphere. I said, what's the point of that? American Vespucci said, it's an archaic vehicle. I said, oh right, yes, you said that. Yeah, I think, Jay, was that something I would have learned about in middle school history or some shit? Jay said, I could check the databases based on your date of birth if you prefer, but offhand, I believe that's accurate. I said, but wait, how the fuck would it, what is it, an aeroplane? How would that crash into Antarctica on your moon and greater Uranus if it's some fucking old school earth shit? American Vespucci said, well, that's what we're trying to get to the bottom of. Mr. Pasha is clearly running out of courage, but we'd again, we'd like to keep this under the radar as possible. So far, we've identified a handful of survivors of the vehicle to something about a place called Malaysia, which I assume to be an earth-based locale, which my team seems to believe was a colony on Earth prior to the Neo-King Dynasty 22nd century expansion, but we haven't verified that, at least not yet. I said, shake it on that as well, please. Yeah, Mr. Vespucci, this sounds like something my team would not only be qualified to take on, but interested in taking on as well. Have you interviewed any of the survivors yet? American Vespucci said, well, enough of my team was incubating survivors and providing each the necessary medical care. I'm doing including respiratory adjustment surgeries and allowing surviving in the Antarctic atmosphere. I said they couldn't breathe the greater Uranus air. American Vespucci said, no, we found that on our end as well. I said, that must be some truly archaic shit then. Well, in that case, I'd like to get over there and start talking to these people as soon as possible. If that's good with you, American Vespucci said, it was my hope that you say that, Mr. Pasha. Yes, we have a person of interest in particular we'd like you to speak with. Please follow my vessel and lead the way to the crash site right now.